Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Final hour, Darren Donick and Chase on this Monday afternoon, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe with you. Don't forget, on Saturday, November 14th, support Stars by running, walking, or you can even boogie. For the Nashville Striders, 20th annual Shelby Bottoms Boogie 15K and 5K run/walk. Whatever you prefer, this event is perfect for the avid runner as well as the casual jogger. It's on the certified course in the heart of Shelby Bottoms Park. You can also show your support and participate virtually. It's all up to you. That's, again, Saturday, November 14th for Nashville Strider Shelby Bottoms Boogie to benefit Stars. For more information, please visit starsnashville.org. That's starsnashville.org. Newest Predator Nick Cousins is on the line with us. Nick, how you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So take us through this process and how you've ended up in Nashville.
Yeah. So, I mean, he obviously started on Friday. It was a busy day. Lots of calls. Just trying to hear teams out what they have to say. And I mean, I got an opportunity to talk to John Hines, and I mean, he kind of gave me a brief description of what they're looking for. And I mean, it just seemed like it was the right fit for me. I know they lost a bunch of forwards at the free agency, and I mean, I think there's an opportunity for me there. So I'm excited to get there, excited to get going here.
You said it was the right fit for you. What was important to you, Nick, for your next stop?
Yeah, I obviously wanted to go to a team that seems like they wanted you. I mean, they showed the most interest as soon as free agency started, and it seems like they were in on me and they wanted me. So, I mean, I felt like that was important, and then obviously, I mean, Nashville's a great city. You know, the fan base there is incredible. I mean, I remember being on the road and playing in Bridgestone Arena. I mean, it's not a fun place to play, so it'll be fun to be on the right side of it for the next few years.
Well, let's hope we get to the fans back in there so you can experience side again.
Exactly.
So, yeah, let's talk about that. Those especially those 2 years in Arizona in the West, you got to experience it as a player. One, have you ever been here outside of coming in as the visiting team? Have you ever spent any time in Nashville away from the game?
No, I haven't actually. So I'm looking forward to getting there and getting settled in, whatever that may be. I mean, there's so much uncertainty right now with next season, and I mean, all that stuff's kind of up in the air. But I mean, we've obviously traveled there a bunch. I mean, we had a dad trip in Nashville a couple of years ago in Arizona, so kind of enjoy a nice dinner with all the dads. And, I mean, obviously, they have lots of stuff to do. From what I've heard, it's a great living area, and the guys really seem to like it. So I'm looking forward to it.
What about from through your eyes as a player going up against the rosters that they've had over the years coming in here? It's one thing about the fans, but what about some of the guys you had to go up against? What stood out to you back when you were the opposition, now that you're going to be joining them?
Yeah, well, I remember, they went to the Cup Final there a couple of years back. Obviously, they're a tough team to play against. I mean, they have two really good goalies. They have a 1A and a 1B, I guess you could call them. And, I mean, they have a Norris Trophy winning defenseman. I mean, probably one of the most underrated defensemen in the league. And, they just have a forward group that's never really fun to play against. So, it just seemed like a really good fit. They've had some really good teams in the past couple of years, and I just thought there's an opportunity there, and with just talking to the coach and the GM, and they seem like it. They're really interested, so I think it's going to be a good fit. I like the pieces that they've had as well. I mean, Borowiecki guy's never really fun to play against either, so should be good.
Talking to Nick Cousins, new member of the Nashville Predators, signing a free agent contract, and Nick, it looks like it's no secret. You know, the Predators have had a nucleus for a good while now that is still intact, but it looks like they wanted to make a little shakeup of the room and add personalities like yourself to the mix. What did they talk about that much when they brought you in? And you've been to some different places. You know what a winning locker room looks like. In your mind, what do you bring to the table there?
Yeah, I mean, I think I can bring a little bit of, you know, sandpaper, a little bit of grip, but at the same time have some skill to go along with it. So, I mean, I think can probably help out their bottom six forward group. You know, I can play up and down the lineup as well. I mean, I've played all over my career. I've played center, left wing, right wing, and, you know, I have that versatility that can kind of be slotted in anywhere. So, I just try and bring that to every team I've been on, which has been quite a few here the last couple of years. I just figured with some stability on a two-year deal, I just figured it was the right fit.
And you're still a fairly young player, but you've played quite a few games in this league now. You're up over 300. And so you've piled up a lot of experiences in some different locker rooms of, you know, how leadership goes. How have you tried to find your place in locker rooms in terms of, you know, when it's time to have fun, when it's time to, you know, to have difficult conversations, get emotional, that sort of thing? How have you tried to find your place, especially going from a young player just breaking into the league to now a little bit more of a veteran?
Yeah, no, I think, I think I'm just hitting my stride here. I mean, statistically, I've been, getting better every year. Now I kind of have that leadership role where, maybe not the loudest guy in the locker room, but just, like, approach every day that workman-like attitude and come into the rink and have fun at the same time, work hard and, you know, set a good example for the younger guys. And I think I've gone along with, you know, younger guys and on the team on most of the teams that I've been on. So just try and lead by example. And, that's pretty much about it.
You spent a good bit of time in Edmonton with Vegas and played in a lot of games. And, you know, unfortunately for the Predators here, you know, we didn't get much of a taste of it. They weren't there for very long. The players were there, were back. You had an extended run there, had a lot of success. What was the best part of that whole experience? And then maybe what was the part that was the most challenging?
That's a good question. I mean, I think looking back on it, I think I counted 52 days that we were in in the bubble. So that, I think for most of the guys, I could probably say that the first couple of weeks was a lot of fun. I mean, we were kind of reunited. I mean, everybody had like a 3 or 4 month layoff there. Guys were excited to kind of get back at it. I mean, it honestly felt like a long road trip. So the first couple of weeks, boys were pretty excited. Everybody was having a good time enjoying each other's company. And then I would say around day 25, it got a little bit repetitive. Got a little bit stale. Guys were kind of probably a little bit sick and tired of seeing the same thing every day. I mean, not much,
right?
Not much to do. Not much to. I mean, obviously couldn't leave the bubble. So, but at the same time, we're there for one goal. I mean, we're all there to win. So, I mean, I think NHL did a great job though of getting everybody back and healthy. And I mean, obviously with no positive tests, they probably did what they were looking for, but at the same time, I don't think a lot of guys could probably say that they want to do that again.
All right, so Nick, how did you try to do the food? Right, I think I've been on trips.
I'm so curious about this.
So I'm looking forward to meeting you. I'll be one of your announcers here. So I travel with you guys, and you know, you go to the different places, and you know the layout of the hotel, what's near the hotel, and like you said, there wasn't a lot of flexibility. So I got to believe you wore out the menu of options there over 52 days.
Oh, no, 100%. Yeah, I mean, the first couple of weeks, did a lot of room service, and then I kind of got sick and tired of that. They had a cactus club that delivered. I mean, a lot of Uber Eats, you know, or Skip the Dishes, or whatever you want to call it. They had a Joey's there, actually, that was pretty popular spot for most of the guys. Joey's, Cactus Club, so a lot of Skip the Dishes, a lot of ordering from there, and then but the food it did get better. I think guys were a little sick and tired of kind of the same food, so we kind of requested for them to change it up, and they ended up doing that and accommodating us pretty well. But It was nice to have a home cooking meal there when I got home from the bubble.
Nick Cousins is with us, the newest member of the Nashville Predators. So what's something that you enjoy doing, you know, away from the rink, with whether it's with friends or family? Like, what's the go-to when you're not thinking about hockey?
I spend a lot of time on the golf course. I mean, I feel like it just kind of gets your mind away from hockey. I mean, you kind of just try not to think about hockey when you're out there and just relax, spend some time hanging out with your buddies, playing some golf. And I mean, other than that, just relaxing, hanging out with family and friends, and spending some time at my cottage. So that's pretty much it.
What's your handicap? Are you good?
I'm pretty inconsistent. I think it's...
Aren't we all?
Yeah, I would probably say around 12, maybe 14.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere in there. Yeah.
So Ryan Johansson's the guy you're going to have to watch out for. We'll just go ahead and give you that tip.
Yeah, if he's good, he must be good.
Yeah, he's the guy in Austin Watson, who just left, you know, was pretty good in his own right. But Johansson is the guy that everybody says you got to watch out for.
Yeah. Pretty good courses up there. I don't really know what kind of golf they have there.
Oh, you'll be in good hands. Plenty of good golf courses in this area. Yep.
Oh, that's awesome here.
You played in Montreal some last year. Obviously, Shea Weber, the former captain here in Nashville, the captain now in Montreal. We got to know him. Did you guys ever talk about Nashville at all, or did you talk to him during this process after you signed, on what it was like?
Yeah, no, actually, I didn't hear from him, but I know, looking back, though, I know that he really enjoyed his time there. I mean, he talks about it quite a bit, so I mean, he obviously loves the city, and he was there for a while, so I mean, he's only said good things. And just some other guys around the league, I mean, when I signed, like Matt Duchene said I'm going to love it, so I'm looking forward to getting down there and getting settled in and getting to work.
Do you know when you're going to be getting here?
No, I'm not quite sure. I mean, we're just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with next year here first, so we can kind of have a timeline on when to get down there and try to figure out a place to live.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, really appreciate the visit. We are looking forward to meeting you in person when you get here, and continue to be safe, and we'll talk to you down the road, Nick. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. That is Nick Cousins, newest member of the Predators. We're going to talk a little bit about what's transpired with this Predators roster, including some names still being circulated out there of possible landing spots, maybe here in Nashville. Well, one of those names you can cross off the list. We'll tell you why. On the other side, Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.